Hey, we are live. What is going on? You are watching and listening to Tags Live, aka Talk About Gay Sex, the live edition. We're here every Wednesday night on our brand new home over at Crowdcast.
Woo!
This is episode 452 when the show gets repackaged. I am your host, Stevie, celebrating 6 years of podcasting alongside my co-host, partner in crime, Cody Maurice Doggett. Hell the hell you doing, Cody?
Hello, darling. I'm doing wonderful. I feel like a new woman here, okay? I have a new home, and I'm feeling fabulous. We look great. We're having so much fun.
This is really exciting for us, you know, not to dwell on the past, but we are upward and moving forward, and we love our new home here at Crowdcast. We're in front of a live virtual audience, and we've got a chat section to the right where you can put anything you want to ask us, weigh in on any topic we got going. And what's really cool is if you click over, we are doing polls.
Taking polls.
We're not ramming them up your ass just yet, but watch out. We are talking about a topic that we talked about on episode 451 that really kind of caused a stir. It was generated by my neighbor down the hall who really was asking me the question, when I top most of my bottoms, some of them aren't hard. And it really made him feel kind of like his bottoms weren't really into him.
Mm-hmm.
But after talking about it, if you want to hear our conversation about it with Lincoln, just listen to episode 451 because we really go in depth with it. But we wanted to hear from you and keep the conversation going with our poll this week. We got two of them. For those of you at home, this will be on show notes for episode 452. Just go to tagspodcast.com. The first question we're asking is, when you bottom, so all you bottoms out there, when you bottom, do you stay hard? Your answers are yes, I'm solid like a rock, or no, and they still love it. So we want you to vote today. If you're watching us virtually, same questions will be on tagspodcast.com. The other question we're asking for you tops out there, when you top, or versatile members of the crew.
Yeah, they exist.
All right. Okay.
When you top, do you like your bottom to be hard? The two answers you could choose are yes, so I know they are having a good time, or I don't care, as long as they're enjoying themselves. Vote right now on our live poll. We'll have the results at the end of this show. But remember, you can vote all week long. Just go to tagspodcast.com for episode 452. Okay, so much to get into on this episode. We've got to talk about this next topic because it's pretty serious. But the House and Senate Democrats just unveiled proposed legislation to promote LGBTQ rights, get this, abroad. This is really exciting because we were just talking about Uganda, Cody, and how now it is to law that even if you identify as LGBT, you can be jailed. And in some instances, you can be killed for other parts of the world. Earlier this week, California Democrat Representative Robert Garcia and Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey, they introduced what's called the International Human Rights Defense Act to reaffirm the U.S. commitment to protecting and promoting LGBTQ plus rights. So the bill is Garcia's first piece of legislation focused on LGBTQ plus rights, and he is the first out immigrant elected to Congress. So what will this act include? Well, with this act, the State Department would be directed to document and respond to bias-motivated violence against LGBTQ plus people abroad and create a national strategy to prevent and address criminalization, discrimination, and violence against LGBTQ plus communities in future. So I think this is really important because we have so much going on in our own country, Cody, with taking away our own rights. We talk a lot about traveling abroad and what to look out for. We also need to look at it. What is going on? I think we need to have a heart for what is going on and show our solidarity towards other parts of the world that are discriminating against in awful fashions, often murder just for identifying as LGBT. And so it's a step in the right direction. I hope this becomes law. I love that it's part of the Democratic side that's pushing this forward. A gay immigrant representative is doing it. What were your thoughts when you heard this?
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I think that this is so important and it is so good. And it shows that we are, as a country, we're thinking about not just us as Americans and not just as this as being an American right, but LGBTQ freedoms are a human right, and that we should be standing in solidarity with our brothers and sisters across the world, across the globe. So I think it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, we forget that America is like a number one powerhouse. We still are, even though we have so many, I mean, my gosh, the murders that you're seeing with the children right now in schools, but we still are, we have incredible power, and we should so show solidarity with our LGBTQ plus community abroad as well, to show that we do stand for them and we are here. What that looks like needs to be stated a little bit more clearly. I'll post the article up on tagspodcast.com so you could read it in show notes, because it goes into a little bit more detail on what it would actually entail. But I think it's a good step. We need to know what's going on. We need to support representatives like this one that we just reported on, as opposed to...
Yep.
on the flip side, as opposed to former Republican Representative Randy Boning of North Dakota. During his political career, Boning voted against LGBTQ plus people time and time again. And while he was voting against our community, the 60-year-old politician was on Grindr. Mm-hmm. Not on Grindr attacking gay men. He was on Grindr sending dick pics, cruising, doing all the stuff that we love to do. But he's voted so much against our rights. But there was one young gentleman that actually called him out. 21-year-old Dustin Smith recognized the former representative that he was chatting with. And guess what? The former rep's name on Grindr was Top Man. Like, okay,
very creative
there. Not as as the congressman from Fargo, Smith came to actually call him out, saying, "How can you discriminate against the person you're trying to pick up?"
Yeah.
Well, the lying Republican put out a statement as despicable as he is explaining. One of the things he said was, "That's what gay guys do on gay sites, don't they? That's how things happen on Grindr. It's a gay chat site. It's not the first thing you do on that site. That's what we do, exchange pics on the site." Well, he actually needed to double down a little bit more. And after being challenged more, he actually said, he went on to defend his actions, commenting, "This has been a challenge for me. You don't tell everyone you're going to vote one way and then switch your vote another way. You don't have any credibility that way." Wow. That's his response.
What? That doesn't even make any sense. Okay.
It doesn't make any sense. I know.
If you wanted to vote, why would you even say that you're going to vote in that direction in the first place? But that's neither here nor there. This reminds me of a story that I think we did a couple weeks ago with Randy McNally, the representative from, I think he's from Tennessee. I looked it up, but let me just...
Oh, right.
Yep, Tennessee. And he was sending money and liking the pictures of a young gay man on Instagram. And why is it always a Randy? This Randy McNally and Randy...
Because Boning. They're Randy. They get Randy.
And Randy Boning, it definitely 100% sounds like a drag name, like Chris, not like Crystal Waters, but a Pandora box, maybe. Let's not equate the two. But yeah, so I just think that this is absolutely ridiculous, and the Randys are the worst type of gays ever. They're taking their internalized homophobia and actually not letting it, they're letting it harm themselves, but it's spewing out and harming the community as well, and doing so much harm to our community. And I really wish that, it makes me feel bad that he was outed, but I think that you reap what you sow at the end of the day, because if you're going to vote against your community,
and also want to be on Grindr sending dick pics, then I think that I don't even really feel bad at the end of the day. It's either. Just, you know, ridiculous.
Normally we call out that where you can say, you know, is it fair to put somebody on blast like that? But I think stand by your word. He already put it out there as a United States representative. He was a public figure. So when someone's a public figure and their whole thing is what they vote on and representing the people, mm-hmm. in this case, not representing the LGBTQ plus community.
And not representing already, himself.
Yeah, but really. You already are licensed for fodder and for challenging because you're supposed to be representing the people. Now, he's not in office right now, but he was, and he voted against so many anti-LGBTQ plus bills. So I think all bets are off when you're a public figure, like particularly like a U.S. representative. So I think it was fine that the guy, I'm glad he did that. And then to be such hypocrisy to vote one way and then be on there, it's creepy too, if you ask me. So I'm glad he did. Good for him.
Me too. I agree.
Nice. All right. Well, we got to move on because we have so much to get to. And Cody said we would stick to the plan. All right. Well, I couldn't help but shout out to this singer from Australia, although he's, you know, worldly popular. Troye Sivan. Did I get that right?
You got it, girl.
Yeah. Troye Sivan is from Australia, but he's a singer, an actor as well. And he recently is out. He posted pictures of his daily prep and Metamucil regime, saying the combo keeps him gay. He posted it to a story, actually. I love that he did this, actually, because he had another pill in there, two more pills, but you recognize the third pill. What was the third pill in there?
Finasteride. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. I'm not a doctor, okay, at the end of the day. So
what does that one do?
It is for hair growth. It's that's what the internet is saying it is, but I'm not quite sure. But
okay.
It's for hair growth, so he doesn't lose his hair. I'm about to go on it myself, so when I'm bald next week, you guys just recognize that is why, because I'm going on Finasteride, if that's how you pronounce it.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that PrEP, not as many people, there's a recent study. We're going to be talking a lot more about PrEP soon. One of our upcoming guests is a representative from the Mister, Mister, where you can get PrEP. I know here in the States. In fact, I just signed up for it because I found out that I was going to go in earlier today to get my blood work done with my doctor, but I switched insurance for a cheaper insurance plan at the beginning of the year because mine was just skyrocketing. And I get a call early from the doctor's office saying that they don't think that they accept my new insurance. And I'm like, well, I need this blood work done. I'm working through that. We'll see where that goes because I really do like my primary care physician. That's another story. But I really need my PrEP. And I went on Mister, M-I-S-T-R. Oh, cool. Like I said, we're going to get a rep from the from Mister coming on our show really soon, which is going to be really great. But it was so quick to fill out the form, I'm getting a kit, which is going to allow me to test for HIV and STIs. And then you put your blood sample. I will send that back in. And then
STIs as well?
They have STIs on there as well. We'll let them talk a little bit more about it. But I think what's really good for Troye is that he has 14 million followers. And when, you know, we all know that PrEP reduces the risk of getting HIV 99%. And when people aren't really getting the message to get on something like this, we're still seeing HIV rates, you know, at skyrocketing, even when there's something that can actually help. And it's not always as easily available as everyone thinks, albeit Mister. But I like that he did this. What were your thoughts when you saw that Troye did this as a recording artist in today?
Yeah, I think it's great. He's so adorable. And I know all the twinks are going to be going on PrEP and taking their Metamucil and all those types of things. So it's really good. We were just talking about Madonna and how she uses her platform for good. And I think this is another example of using your platform to really expand minds and really educate people about sexual safety. So good for you, Troye Sivan.
Love it. Well, we were reminding you that we are live. We're live every Wednesday night. And we have a poll right now. So for you guys watching, don't forget to vote on our live poll right now. And it will be on tagspodcast.com.
Hey guys, did you know that we do a live virtual broadcast of Talk About Gay Sex every Wednesday night? It's called Tags Live, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We want to see you there. It's a lot of fun with myself and Cody Maurice Doggett, plus some very special guests. And guess what? You get to comment, weigh in, ask questions, and play along with our favorite segment, Thirst Trap. It's Tags Live every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The best way to get there is to go to tagspodcast.com, click on the link Tags Live, and register for our event on Crowdcast. It's Tags Live tonight.
Moving on to our sexual health safety, Grindr users are, there's a new HIV test kit that you can get. So we all know Grindr is partnering up with a program distributing free at-home HIV tests as part of a new public health initiative. So within the app's main menu, US-based users will see a new free HIV home test button. People who order will receive an oral quick kit, an FDA-approved over-the-counter test that works by swabbing the gums. The test does show 20 minutes. I've used it myself before. The public health initiative distributing these free tests is called Together Take Me Home. It's a new partnership comprising the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Emory University, and Building Health Online Communities, a consortium of public health programs and gay dating apps. So they explained why they were doing this in a recent post, Cody, that access to HIV testing is one of the biggest limitations to the fight against HIV. HIV continues, like we just said, to affect gay, bi, trans community more than many other groups. And so far, the Together Take Me Home program has given away 125,000 HIV test kits. So I think this is really important to have that test kit because, like we said, not everyone can go to their primary care physician and ask for these tests freely. Yeah. Not everyone wants to, is in a state where they, not physical state, but in a state of mind where they are comfortable yet. Maybe they're using condoms, but maybe they're still wanting to check up on their safety. And they're not in a place in their life right now where they feel comfortable talking to anybody right now. Well, when you do these in-home kits, they come discreetly to you. I love that Grindr, this is a good thing that Grindr is doing. I think the initiative across all boards, CDC and beyond, to eradicate HIV once and for all in a future timeline is all something I can totally support.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you again. We just agreeing over here all like the entire show. No, wait for the story.
Yeah, we got a couple.
But no, I definitely agree with you on this issue. This is one of the primary hurdles for people getting tested and things of that nature. Just with you, like you said, 5 minutes ago, your insurance was lapsing. So these are free HIV kits that people are going to be getting and making sure that their sexual health and awareness of their status is forefront in their mind. So it's really great. I'm really glad they're doing this. And yeah, just keep it going. Grindr, thank you for doing the fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. Looking out for our safety, and I like it. Okay, we gotta switch gears and talk about Bad Bunny. Who doesn't love Bad Bunny? He's on the top of his career. He's the hottest thing. On and on and on. I love his last album is amazing. I don't know if you've heard it, Cody. It is so good.
I love it. I love Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is no stranger. You know, he's totally heterosexual, but he supports so many of our community. He recently performed on a show where he was supporting the transgender community for the 2022 VMAs. He locked lips with one of his male backup dancers, which caused a whole stir. And he's in an upcoming movie with one of my favorite Mexican actors, Gael Garcia, where they are locking lips, and the pictures of it are really sexy. He said in a new cover story for Time magazine, he opened up about kissing face, saying, "It's very cool. My first kiss for a movie, and it was with a man," he said, of the steamy sex scenes with Bernal. "That's the penalty I get for being with so many women during my life." Jokes aside, I know, I loved it, but so I mean, cute. I love him because he is the type of artist that we need right now to keep it going, and really not, it's just a kiss, and it's beautiful, and a kiss, I wanted to continue the conversation, because kissing to me can be, I would rather watch Bad Bunny kiss Gael Garcia than turn on, like, one of my porn videos that I have, and I've got a few of them.
Oh,
because kissing is so erotic and intimate and sexy, and not everyone knows. I mean, they were just calling out Harry Styles the other day for kissing this model and how awkward it looked on TMZ. And it just looked so awkward. And like, what is going on? That could not have been a good kiss. Being a good kisser is so important to me. And I've been with guys recently, some better than others. Some of them really good. I'm thinking of the cruise that I was on recently. And I had some, when you know it's a good kiss and you can't stop kissing. Kissing to me is so important. I mean, it's, I want to say it might make or break a potential moving forward. You know, you can have good sex with somebody. I was kissing somebody recently and they had the hugest dick. So everything was all good, but they're a pothead.
Okay.
And all I could smell was that pot smoke.
And it turned you off?
It did turn me off a little bit. And listen, the D was there. So. I mean, but I'm sorry. Even though the D was there and the sex was that great, I think I have to vote no, because I can't kiss this guy very long, because it's just like, oh, I gotta turn away. Where's the Febreze for the mouth?
It's called Listerine.
Just
have him go to the bathroom and swish it around a little bit.
How important is kissing to you, Cody? And is Joe a good kisser?
Well, I want to ask this to you really quick. You couldn't just go and have sex with somebody and not kiss them at all. Could you do that?
Of course, in a bathroom stall, I've been known to do that, dude, of course. But if we've met up, like, technically, if somebody comes over, and even if it's just a hookup, the minute they walk in, you're not running to the bedroom and taking all, you're usually, like, starting, for me at least, I always start with, like, a make-out kiss, because that's a prelude to something more. Now, if that kiss is really good, we might stay there for a long time or keep coming back to that, along with many other extracurriculars.
Oh.
But I could have sex without it, but it's typically, like I said, in an exterior, off-site. When I'm in studio,
you're in studio.
Okay. My contract says we got to have the kissing, and I follow the contract to the T, Cody, to the T. I sign everything, and I follow it. Otherwise, I get fired from my contract.
Red M&Ms and kissing. That's what you need in your life, right?
Yeah, and white wine, of course.
And white wine. Okay, all right. I got your writer here.
I got a few other things, but we won't bore the audience.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the inches that you require.
Yeah.
A little bit later. Okay, so back to Bad Bunny and Gael Garcia Bernal. I think this is going to be fabulous. He continues to push the envelope. He's so great. His audience is so wide and varied, and he's showing them that love between two men is not something that is taboo or disgusting, quote unquote. And so I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy for him. Now,
can I stop you real quick there?
Go ahead, darling. What happened?
Because we've talked before about how you didn't really like heterosexual actors playing gay, but yes. Do you kind of think about it differently now? Because it could impact audiences to know that Bad Bunny, this international superstar that so many people like, could actually change minds and be such an ally if we see Gael Garcia Bernal and Bad Bunny kissing. Like, it's okay. Everybody needs to take a seat.
Yeah, I definitely see that. So I think that that's something that's I've really taken into account as we as the conversation has evolved over these last few years that, you know, we've been talking about it. Also, something else that really jumps out at me as far as straight actors playing gay, straight, quote unquote, straight actors, is that sexuality is a spectrum. And you don't know anybody's proclivities as far as what. When Kit Connor was forced to come out of the closet, I think that was what kind of started the wheels in my brain kind of turning. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, and I completely agree that we shouldn't place those limits. Like, I really just want gay actors to have opportunities at the end of the day, and that was why I was fighting for that so hard.
So, go ahead.
Oh, you asked me about Joe and him kissing. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. He's such a good kisser. You know why? Because I've taught him so many things. And you can put that in the edit that goes out.
Okay. Look out for that edit. We are live. We got some live comments. I want to read some of them to you guys. Cody, do you want to read some of them while I queue up our next story?
Because there's few
that come in about a couple different stories.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
Start with Eli up there, I think.
Eli, I am lucky. Oh, Eli goes, when we were talking about the HIV testing, he says, I'm lucky there's a clinic a few miles from work, and the young woman that works there is amazing. So, and I thumbs that up. We now have the ability to thumbs comments.
Hey,
up.
Okay.
I'm just in heaven over here. I might be a little bit distracted.
So. We can put emojis now. I mean, these seem like small stuff, but child, if you saw our cracked faces last week, we're not going to dwell on it,
but on our
old home. Yeah.
We're over that. We've moved past it.
We are in the Hollywood Hills right now of our new home.
22 inches, honey. Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
40 inches. Okay. Come through. Andrew, Teddy, and I also say hello, darling, to everybody out there in the world. And Xavier says he is with you as far as kissing is concerned. It's underrated. It's an underrated foreplay. Teddy also goes on to say that I love the celebration of masculinity and cisgenderism in this casting, but y'all get your kicks. What? What do you mean by that, Teddy? Let us know in the comments.
Okay. Well, we love it when you comment. Keep those coming. Don't forget to take our live poll throughout this show. Just hit the poll. We're talking about, do you like your tops? Or do you like your bottoms to be hard while you're doing them? And if you're a top, or vice versa, I think is the questions, right? We'll just let it be at that. We've got to move on, though. And this next one, I'm curious to know how you're going to weigh in on this, Cody, because there is a New York judge. Mind you, this New York judge is like 33. But a New York judge has been fired after his OnlyFans and Just for Fans account came to light. His name is Gregory A. Locke. Like I said, he's 33. He was a city administrative law judge, according to the New York Post. His main responsibility was adjudicating parking tickets. But out of work hours, Locke posted adult content on his Twitter account with links to see more on his OnlyFans. On Twitter, he has over 160,000 followers. Ooh. He, at times of his writing, was still active, and he was posting some really crazy stuff. On his OnlyFans bio, Locke boasted of being a white-collar professional by day, and by night, always amateur, always raw, always slutty. His video showed him enjoying very uninhibited sessions with other guys. In a tweet posted on January 11th, Locke revealed he was a judge. So we talked about his career. Mm-hmm. Whether posting thirsty videos, bars, thirsty videos, Locke. So essentially, he was posting all of that. I think the whole thing is he got fired because somebody actually called him out. Mm-hmm. And I think he was getting a little too cocky for his bridges there because we talk a lot about like anybody could do OnlyFans on this. We talked about Eric Adame, the former weatherman, mm-hmm. who wasn't doing OnlyFans, but was doing adult content on, I'm going to use air quotes, like a chatterbait situation. Mm-hmm. And he got fired because he called out, mm-hmm. yep, I'm that weatherman from New York One. And he got fired. Sidebar on Eric Adame, I follow him on Instagram, and you know, he started his own weather channel on his own website. Mm-hmm. He just launched it where you can donate $5 and get a weather report in your inbox and really detailed weather info and support Eric Adame. So I kind of like that he turned something that was really dour into something positive for himself. He took some time to reflect on what had happened. And this judge, I don't know if I don't feel bad for him because it doesn't sound, his recent post was he's in Vegas seeing his favorite, not my favorite, Adele.
What? You, I was going to say, you're not going to say her name.
I am going to say Adele. I know he's living his best life. He has a lot of followers, and I don't think he needs to do parking tickets anymore. He just needs to focus on, he's very young. He should just do his OnlyFans thing. I mean, it may strike, I don't know how he became a judge so early on. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I think he screwed himself a little bit by becoming an OnlyFans creator and merging the two, because I don't think you can. Obviously, it didn't work and he got fired. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
So the thing is, he responded to Vicky Palladino, who is a councilwoman in New York City. She criticized Drag Queen Story Hour. And then he replied to her tweet as saying for her to go choke on a dick. And I think that that was the beginning of his downfall. And or
she
the beginning
him out too.
Yeah, later. She's the one that put in the
this is
the,
unprofessional.
Yeah, she filed the paperwork for him to be fired, I believe. And I think that that was what really...
Well, she didn't do that. She just called him out. And then they, in turn, I think, found out what he was doing and his job fired him, correct?
Ah, okay. All right. But I think that if he would not have put that out there by telling her to go choke on a dick and various other comments that he made out there, then I believe that he would have been fine because they were willing to look the other way as far as his OnlyFans was concerned, in my personal opinion. Maybe you don't agree, but that's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. We told y'all it was coming, and here it is. Because I feel like a lot of people out there, especially judges and lawyers, I know a lot of them, they have their own proclivities that they do as well. So we're willing to look the other way as far as that was concerned, but the disrespect was too much for them as far as this was concerned. And that is where they gave him the rope for him to choke himself as far as this was concerned. So all right. You don't have to agree.
The reason I don't agree is because he went too far. There was another post where he literally posted himself in like a jock strap, and said, going to court later today, maybe one of these lawyers that I'm going to meet in court today will see this and meet me in the bathroom and take care of this for what I got under here for them. So he was actually putting it out there. It was a ticking time bomb of when, okay, it was maybe this woman that was the catalyst. Yeah. But it was a matter of time. It was almost as if he knew what he was doing, or he's just very young and thought, I can get away with this. I can do this. I'm blending all these. I don't know which one he fell on the spectrum on that, but you can't say things like, you know, posting yourself half naked in a jockstrap in the mirror and saying, I wonder if who's gonna find me in the jury, or, you know, in the bathroom stall today at court and but, take care of me. You can't do that. And you know, Alan, okay, who's watching us live, before you comment really quick, Alan, from our listeners, usually a bad idea to bring your workplace into your social media. You guys have mentioned that before. Thank you, and Alan.
I agree. But he was not commenting on his workplace. He was commenting on jury duty, which is his workplace adjacent, but it's not actually him being at work. So it's kind of a slippery slope, and I get it. All okay. I know is that the OnlyFans is fire. It's dirty. It's all the things that you want out of an OnlyFans. And I know that he's not bothered about it. And he's going to make a lot of money, because this, you can't buy this type of publicity. So he's not bothered. So, and hopefully he'll be able to get a judging position later on in life.
If that's what he wants to do, or he could just do, it looks like, I mean, he's living his best life in Vegas right now. Adele, I would go see RuPaul's Drag Race instead. But beyond all that, he's living his best life. Doesn't seem to be worried about it.
Yeah.
It's probably because of the story, because it was on a popular website and we're talking about it, and we can't be the only ones talking about it. It is
hot news right now.
More fans for him.
Yeah.
And he can take a little hiatus and just do this kind of work right now. He could do some really creative judge, like put himself in his robe and who's under, you know, he could do some sexy videos based on being a judge. And the ruling is, I get to fuck you. The ruling is, you get to eat my ass. He could just do this whole thing. We're giving him too many ideas, I think.
Oh, yeah. We should get 20% at the end of the day. But he's probably not allowed 10 feet of within 10 feet of a courthouse at this moment. So he can't actually be in the courthouse when he's doing this.
No, but he could create a...
Oh, yeah. No, I got...
setup is what I'm talking about. Alan, of course, also watching us live, or who wants to comment again, said, sidebar, Eric Adame, back to the weatherman who was fired, is so hot. I want some of the weather. Yeah, well, follow him on Instagram, because he's offering this brand new website where, like I said, in your inbox, you'll get something from him.
Oh,
and I think it's just...
Is he going to rain on you?
Really, that's a really good story of taking something that was somewhat... Tragic, I think. Tragic, I don't know if that's the word, but
it's unfortunate.
It was really unfortunate. And he took all that. He's taken about 6 to 8 months. I forget. It seems about that amount of time, reformulated. And he still loves doing the weather. Why? He's doing kind of like what we do. Why wait for a TV deal? Do your own show.
Yeah.
He's going to just deliver the weather in his way, charge a little fee, like a coffee, and kudos to him. I'm really excited for him and for this new venture. He's probably going to offer some more things that he wouldn't been able to do at New York One, and so that's kind of exciting. So this is great. So there is a way to turn it around. Okay. Yeah. Again, we are live. Don't forget to take our poll. How are we doing on that poll over there? Any results while I queue up our next story?
You sound like a weatherman now. How are we doing on that poll over there? Are we a Good Morning America?
We are for the night. You know I come from the background of radio, honey, and I'm a consummate host.
For the poll, when you bottom, do you stay hard? It's 50-50 right now. So get in there and vote and break that tie, y'all. And for the poll, when you top, do you like your bottom to be hard? We are at 66% in favor of I don't care, as long as they're having and enjoying a good time.
Oh, hey. Okay. For that poll. Okay. Then yes. The other one?
And the other one is 50-50.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Moving on to a topic that I was talking to somebody in the bar the other day about sides. So I'm talking about top, bottom, or versatile, of course, or something called sides. And for those of you who are wondering what that means, well, it's kind of literal in many ways in terms of like they chose the word because there's top, bottom, and side, but it's not literal in the way you're having sex. It essentially means you don't want to have anal intercourse. And that's what it comes down to. It doesn't, it's for many reasons. I'll tell you what my friend said. There's a great story of a guy who kind of tells his story of, he says, sex doesn't have to be this checklist of what is a good gay man and what kind of sex does a good gay man have. He really documents his experience of being a side and being somewhat ostracized throughout the years of, say, going on the apps and what that looked like for people going, what do you mean you don't want to get pounded? Or what do you mean you don't want to pound, or you're not versatile? And when he finally learned what side meant, and I'll piggyback it off of a conversation I had with a really good friend of mine that is uber sexual. I've had sex with him before, but we're also very close, and we were talking about it, and he said, you should talk about this on the show. And he said, it's not like, he said, side is really a bad term. Okay. And his friend agreed, because it sounds very literal, like you're literally lying on your side.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But if you just think of it in terms of top, bottom, and what would be another word? Side. But it literally means you're just not, you've many times, many people, like my friend, like this article, a posted on Tags podcast, they've tried anal intercourse before from all positions, and they just don't like it. They don't like it. But they're very sexual, and there's so many other things. So, for example, my friend is kind of a dom. We're going to talk about
that
in a minute. But he likes to be a dominant, and he was telling us of a guy that he loved his feet, and I like feet. And so he was all this dominant towards this guy, and being this dominant towards him, there's all kinds of things like, you know, water sports and piss play, and I mean, on and on and on of things.
Bondage.
You can do. Bondage, S&M, and all kinds of things that you can do that are so hot and often hotter than what we often box in, that some actually say are heteronormative terms that we've just placed on our own community.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out to the sides of the world, give them a place that, yes, we recognize you, we see you. The next time somebody proposes that, somebody also proposed that, put that on your app profile that you are a side, and maybe put a little disclaimer on what that means, because maybe people won't understand, so that you don't get a lot of people hitting you up, because it can give, according to my friend in this article, those that are sides a little bit of an anxiety when everyone wants to put emphasis on, what do you mean you don't like to top or bottom? What is, well, I don't understand that. Then you don't like sex? It's like, no, it's not about that. And so I think they just want to be heard, and they want the conversation not to just be solely based on top and bottom. What were your thoughts, Cody, when you heard about signs?
Yeah, I had to have you explain it to me again, because I know we reported on it, but I don't know if I even really got it.
You get it now, right?
I totally get it now. And I can see the appeal of it. I can see that not everybody is going to like everything. And I think that if you don't like anal sex, you shouldn't be forced into liking anal sex. I'm sure there are even some women who don't like vaginal sex. So I can understand it. And I think that there's somebody for everybody out there. And as long as you're open and honest with your partner about what you want out of life and out what your desires are and what you like sexually, then I think that you can find that person that is just right for you, who is going to be able to please you in the way that you like to be pleased. And yeah, I think that it's a great thing. And I think that when you're open and honest about your relationship, then all good things will come to you. So just communicate.
Yeah, I think more of these apps should actually put that as, you know, sometimes they're always asking top, bottom, you know, this would be another thing to add to it that you could layer in there. You could put that in your profile, especially if you feel you're being discriminated against or picked on, you could at least get this out of the way. So this is what I'm into, but I'm into and list those things that you're really into. We got some comments coming in. What are they?
I want to ask you a quick question before we get to the comments. Could you be with a side? I think that's a kind of interesting perspective for this.
You know, I think, you know, in thinking of my friend, and he's so sexy, and because I do explore a lot of other activities versus just top and bottom, there's times when I don't want to, I haven't been fucked or any of that for periods of time, but there's other fetishes that I like. I was a part of the BDSM culture for so long. I still am at times. I like a lot of that. I think I've mentioned before, I entered Mr. Equal Contest and I learned so much about that. Yeah, I liked all of that. And that often takes a lot longer in the bedroom or outside of the bedroom even than a wham bam fucking session. And it's that much more satisfying and really mental at times. Yeah. And so, you know what, for the right person, I could consider that. And I'm always open to, absolutely. And it doesn't mean that I could be with somebody and then we would be open at times and maybe they would want to watch me get, when I was in that mood, get pounded. And maybe they're into voyeurism and would want to see that when I wanted to have that happen. So, you know, there's all sorts of ways you can define and create quote unquote a relationship or what that relationship could look like. And so I would totally, it would not be a deal breaker at all. The bad kisser thing, back to that other thing, deal
breaker. That right there, it's over.
Three syllables, deal breaker.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I think for the right person, I would be willing to be with the side. There would have to be some caveats, like you said. I would probably, it would probably be an open relationship type of deal because I do really enjoy anal sex. It's kind of a foreign thing for me. It's like a foreign thought to
as far as speaking Spanish.
to not have anal sex for me personally, but I can see how other people would not enjoy it. So it just would take communication, like we were talking about earlier. So
I like it. And speaking of, you know, let's do this other one, because I think this other one that we had planned maybe is more of a long conversation.
I thought you liked it long.
I like it long. I want to go to, I can't find that one about, so do you have that one?
You want me to send it to you? You want me to read it?
Read it.
The hoeing around one?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, all right. Should I stop? This is a Reddit thread, you guys. So the question, the Reddit.
I found it, but go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Or you can go. You can.
No. I like when you read them.
The Reddit writer in says, "Should I stop being? Should I stop hoeing around so I can meet someone serious? Before this year, I was actively trying to date for about 5 or 6 years. The only reason why I stopped was because I felt like I kept walking into dead ends. Every conversation I had with guys wouldn't go beyond a first date or turn into sex. Eventually, I decided I was going to focus on being single and enjoy some fun on the side too. But even though I enjoy meeting up with guys for sex lately, I've been feeling more and more lonely, like I'm missing something or more. What do you guys think? Do you think that this person should stop hoeing around, or do you think that they are living the type of life that is conducive to finding a partner?"
It's an interesting predicament to be in, but I think, why can't you do both, is what I would say. When you're feeling that itch and you just want to go out and have fun, or you're just looking on the apps for that particular night to order in, why not do you, and don't feel the pressure that says, uh-oh, is this really conducive to finding someone? If you're feeling lonely, for me, lonely isn't about, see, I've been single for a long time, but I don't define loneliness as a lack thereof of a boyfriend. I don't know that I ever have. I surround myself around loved ones, and that includes family, chosen family, people like yourself, that I have this beautiful interaction with people that I don't ever feel lonely. I mean, I have a neighbor down the hall that we are like Lucy and Ethel, and they're literally like running back and forth to each other's. The other day he was like, you know, I'm dropping off these breadsticks because I can't eat any more. You're going to love them. Just, I'll be right. Kind of like,
oh, you know, Lucy.
Yeah, it's very. It's very that kind of situation, and I love it. So I don't really feel lonely in that. When I am focused on, I have been throughout the years, on I want something a little more romantic. Put that effort into that. I have done that at times. And usually when I am doing that, I will kind of change my opinion on what I just said. I'm going on dates and I'm giving that a chance. And I'm hoping to plan another date for the next week with that person. But I'm really on it when I'm in dating mode with a particular person. In other words, it's, you know, the date ends, but I'm saying, if I really like you, I'm saying, hey, what's next week look like? Or I'm texting like, when can we plan something? And I'm seeing how we can escalate it. Now, if we go for a period of time where we're hitting a brick wall in my mind, then I'm going to stop. And sometimes the pivot is back to fun, freedom, and sex. And so I kind of go back and forth. I think you can have both of it. But if you're really feeling lonely because you think you need a boyfriend and you're only having meaningless sex in your mind, then maybe you should take a step back and think about it.
You know what? You were touching on it and touching on my opinion, and then you finally hit it right on the head right there. Because the thing that jumps out to me in this whole what he was saying about should he be dating or should he just take time or can he do both, basically,
right,
is that he is having sex but he's still feeling lonely even though he's having sex. That to me is kind of a red flag, because I've been there and I know how it feels to be out in the world and hooking up and doing all of these things, but still feeling like something is not there for me. So I think that he should probably stop having sex for the sake of sex or casual sex.
And focus on dating, you're saying?
Focus on dating or focus on himself, really.
Yeah, right.
That's what it took for me personally, is it took me to get in touch with what I wanted more and what I wanted out of life, what I wanted out of a relationship. And then I took it from there as far as dating and putting myself out there. But if you are feeling lonely, if you're feeling like sex is not really fulfilling you in the way that it has in the past, then I say, take a step back.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, so many of us are caught up on our phones all the time. And if we're not on the apps looking through Instagram or TikTok, we're on the apps, on Grindr, Scruff, and the multitude of other apps. And it can be this vicious game. Mm-hmm. And then oftentimes you're probably comparing yourself to others that look like they're having the most fabulous lives, you know, and that compared to yours maybe doesn't seem.
Yeah, like the judge.
Right. And so I think that is your existence, but you brought up such a good point. If you're doing what you love and you kind of find that, whatever that is, if it's taking a walk, if it's the gym, if it's, you know, whatever that is, if you have something for yourself, you know, part of, you know, when you work for yourself, like we do, a lot of, I'm working at all kinds of periods of the day, and I'm sending you notes here and there. We can't be out and about like last weekend where Joe was like, okay, stop talking about work, because we were all, but actually your boyfriend is a creative himself, and we were talking about like, we want to do this and we want to do that. And it's, we love what we do. Work is fun for us. So a lot of it is finding that thing that makes you happy, where you're not always thinking about, I need a boyfriend, I need this. But I do love, you know, that idea that if you've, you know, maybe take a step back from sex for a moment and focus on yourself first.
Because I totally think that you can do both. I think that you can be looking for a relationship and out there having sex. Alan goes on to say, He thinks that this person should do both, because why should you have to choose? But if you want something different, then do something different. And then Eli goes on to say he wasn't looking for a relationship, but he ended up taking a guy that he works with home after a night at the bar. Oh. It turned into his current relationship. So you never know where Cupid will strike, you guys.
Xavier, also watching us live, says it reminds me of an old Greek saying, you have to love yourself before loving someone else. Didn't RuPaul say that too?
I was like, wait a minute now. That sounds like RuPaul.
Eli goes on to say, so I would not put too much pressure on being in a relationship. It will happen in its time. Love it. We get an amen from Alan. I love it. Okay. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It is time for one of our favorite segments that Straight Up Gay Porn produces. And they ask the question every week. This week, it's a thirst trap recap by Straight Up Gay Porn. They ask the question, which of these 19 this week gay porn stars took the best photo or video? You know, if you're at home listening to this, you can go to tagspodcast.com for episode 452, and you'll see this, and you can vote for yourself too. Because the whole point of this is voting, because Straight Up Gay Porn culminates all of the votes and chooses a couple winners in the year, and then does an overall winner of the Thirst Trap King. You don't want to miss that. But Cody, in an audio podcast, who would you vividly describe auditorially on who got your fancy? Quenched your thirst.
I have two this week, and I feel like one of them is going to be yours.
Go ahead.
I can only pick one, but Adam Jacques is so sexy. It's a video. He's so muscular, but he's not my pick. So my pick is Louis Ricotte. And he's standing in a bedroom. See?
Thickness matters.
It looks like it's a hotel room, and he's taking a mirror selfie.
Let's pretend it's a hotel room.
Let's pretend. And he is completely naked with the fattest, juiciest, uncut cock I have seen in quite a while. He's so furry and tatted, and he's got this leather shoulders harness on, and then on his head he has a ski mask. And it's not the type of ski mask that you hide all of your features. You can see his beautiful plump lips and his I think his eyes are green, but they're so gorgeous, and I just want to Bonnie and Clyde with him all day. But I can't because I got a boyfriend. Okay, all right.
I love it. I had a couple of favorites. One of them went to Owen Hawk, Owen Hawk XXX, who's literally in a video fucking himself with a black dildo, And I did that recently in the mirror after a horny night when I came home after the club. And it reminded me of that. And he's doing such a good job looking back at you. He still has his boots on, and the boots look like my boots that I just got from Essence. And I love my boots. I'm all about my boots. And so, you know, it's a kind of a fashion nod. The boots match the dildo, so I kind of like that. And it's all black sheets. And then so I kind of like that consistency in tone. But my vote goes to Trevor Brooks, who I love a good hoodie moment, and I often wear a baseball cap or a cap when I'm running around the city or in the gym, and he has that on. He's lying back on the couch, and he has the thickest looking cock as well, with his balls shown, and he has thick lips. He's pushing that cock out for you, and I just want to suck on it or do some nasty things to it. So Trevor Brooks gets mine. And you guys, you can vote at the bottom of it and then click vote, because then you can see who's in the running. I won't tell you who's in the running right now, but yeah. Check it out. And you can go to tagspodcast.com for episode 452. We love it. Thanks for playing on this episode on our brand new home over at Crowdcast. You can follow my co-host, Cody, on Instagram. He's a life coach at KMD Coaching. KMD Coaching, or his personal account, Mr. Maurice. Mr. Maurice. Follow me at @IAM_SteveV. @IAM_SteveV. Or follow us at Tags Podcast on the TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook. It's all at Tags Podcast. Go to tagspodcast.com. Check out our sponsors because that's how we keep the show going. Mm-hmm. Got some good ones coming your way down the pike. So stay tuned. And thanks, guys. So much fun. In the meantime, continue having
hot gay sex.
Yes. End the broadcast. Okay.